This is Mr. Tolu Balogun. On the Work From Home podcast, I will be teaching you a lot of things you can do to upgrade your skills and be able to run a work from home business successfully. So stay with me and enjoy. Good morning once again and welcome to another interesting episode of the Work From Home podcast. I remain Mr. Tolu Balogun. This is definitely the very first Monday in the month of September, and I'm so excited about this month for maybe two reasons. First of which, it is my birthday. Second of which, it is my wife's birthday. But actually, they don't come in that order. It's my wife's birthday before mine. So I'm so excited about this month of September. And as such, I want to, you know, provide a really great amount of value than I have before. I want to, if you would like to say, outdo myself. So there are a lot of interesting things that I'm going to be starting with in this month of September 2021, because I want to give back more into the society, into the world at large. I want to give back more. I don't want to just be, I don't feel I'm doing enough. I just want to be here to provide even more value provided. So stay with me and enjoy this episode of the Work From Home podcast. Today, I'll be talking about the strategies for converting your regular job to work from home. So this will most likely work for you if you're an entrepreneur and you run your business. If you are working under someone else, you would probably want to, you know, follow some of these steps and then ask if they could allow you to do your work from home. And if you are allowed, you should be able to do some work from home and then some days at the, you know, office. But this one works best for those who have a business they are running, and the overhead cost for maintaining the rent and all of that is really, really huge. You might want to consider moving part or all of your business to your home so that you can, you know, cut some costs and maintain, or, I mean, go higher in your business. So you either stay at the level you are or you go higher. Most cases, you would go higher because it's a smarter way to do business. So working from the office, one of the biggest things about working from the office is rent. Most times, the rent you pay for your office space is more than the rent you pay for your home space. So technically, you are paying more for where you don't necessarily spend the most of your time. So there are definitely several reasons for this, but if you look at recent times, especially with the pandemic, you would realize that paying expensive rent is quite excessive. So you might just want to cut down on that. And that is one of the things I'll be helping you with in this episode, and I hope it will make sense to you. Let's see. Okay, then another part of, you know, running an office is you kind of pay double utility bills. You pay utility bills at home, you pay at the office. You pay rent at your house, you pay even more rent at the office. You get to, you know, use more paper than we who work solely from home. We barely use paper because we do everything on the phone, through email, through text messages, through WhatsApp. And for some of the people at the office, they still tend to, you know, print out documents because they want to show their boss, and their boss does not like to, you know, check email, or you just have to print something because you have to paste it on the notice board or stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying? So one of the other things which I've said over and over and over in this, from home to office, sometimes you spend, if you're lucky, 30 minutes to and fro. That's 15 minutes to the office and 15 minutes back home. And for some others, they spend upwards of 2 hours to and fro, which is usually the average for most people I've talked with, about 2 hours or thereabouts to and fro. Say an hour to the office and an hour back home. So sometimes it includes waiting time or traffic that might cause a delay. You understand? So why should you think about moving your business either wholly or partially to your house or your home, as you might want to call it? It saves a lot of cost, it saves a lot of time, it helps you regain a level of sanity, it increases also your productivity. Before we get to those advantages, what are the basic things you need to put in place to ensure that you can even say you want to start thinking about moving your, work from the remote, from the brick and mortar to your home, from the regular brick and mortar office, that is your office space, to your home? You want to have a dedicated space where you work. You want to have your chair. You don't want to work on the couch. It's going to make you lazy. You don't want to work in your sitting room, your dining room. It's going to get you lazy. You want to work in a place where you know that, yes, this is my office. Don't forget that we are just calling this. Most of us have a dedicated space where we call our home office. So for some people, it's their garage. Some people, it is the laundry that they converted to a study or, office space. But one thing remains, you have to find a dedicated space. It might not be a whole room, it might be half a room that is demarcated or something, but when you are in your space, it is your workspace and it is where you get work done. When somebody calls you and you are not in your office, you can let them know, oh, I'm doing this and that, I'll be back at my office or I'll be back at my desk by this time. I do that every once in a while, especially when I know that moving to the office right away will not help me stay focused. And I always want to be 100% focused when I'm delivering services to my clients. So this is all about ensuring that you are doing everything you can to give the best results, even though you're working from home. So working from home is not making you more lazy. It's making you more productive. So it cuts away that transit time, it saves you a lot of money. But then you want to make sure that your clients believe in what you're doing, can see that, yes, even though you are working from your home, it's not affecting your productivity. In fact, you are doing way better than you would have performed. So this is what we are saying. Ensure that you are giving your best when you are working from home. Have your dedicated space. So now, what are the steps you need to take now that you have a dedicated space, you have a table and chair, you are in that space where you can call your home office? So what are the next things for you to do to make sure that you can move all or part of your business to your home? The very first thing you need to do is you need to equip your staff. If you have staff that needs equipping, you equip them mostly with task management tools and communication tools. Task management tools because you want to be able to give some level of responsibility. You want them to be able to say, okay, this, and this are the things we are able to do today. Or you can assign tasks to them and let them know that, okay, check your task management app. I've sent some stuff to you. Please get them done and tick them off as soon as you're done. They don't need to tell you that I'm done. They just need to tick it that they've done, that they are done rather. So it helps to create a streamlined flow of work. And sometimes you can even be at a level where you don't even need to call to say that there are tasks available for you to do. They know that they have to check at social time, because it's going to be there, the things they need to do for the next day, or the things they need to do that day, or the things they need to do for the week, and they just need to tick off those things as they do them, because each task is going to have the priority level, each task is going to have the deadline, and things just have to be done within those times. So it even kind of helps you to become more productive and to get things done a better way. So you want to equip your staff with management, task management, and communication tools, because you guys need to be, you know, talking or meeting. For some people I work with, we have everyday meetings. For some, we have monthly meetings. For some, we have weekly meetings. It all depends on the amount of work that is being done. So if you as a person too need to have weekly meetings, which I advise, it's way better than, you know, the everyday meetings or the once in a month meeting. It's usually better to have weekly meetings. Okay, what are the things we've done this week? What are the things we're expected to do this week? What have we achieved so far? Can we step back and look at the numbers? What are the numbers saying? Can we step back and get some feedback from the people that we are serving? So, you know, all of that helps to make sure that you are well ready for working from home. Then after that, definitely you need to have your website. Then you get your domain name, you get your hosting, you make sure that everything is on point, you build your website. And I mean, to build your website, you don't have to start selling products or services right away, but you want to first make sure you have a website where people can find out information about you, contact you. So you can launch that part of your website. If you cannot go all the way to, you know, start selling products or services on your website, first do that and make sure that your presence is there on the internet first, and let your clients know that they can find you on the internet. Let them know that they can, I mean, view everything that is to view about your business on your website. And after that, you want to then make sure, if you cannot do it at a go, you do one step, then go on and do the second phase, which is now adding your products and services to your website. Adding your products and services to your website, there, at that stage, you can now start to tell your clients that, okay, you can book our services online instead of having to, you know, call us. You can, I mean, we have Zoom sessions now. You don't have to come to the office. You can book a Zoom session and then we would talk one-on-one in real time. And it does not matter where you are. You can be on your phone, you can be on your PC, you can be at home, you can be in your office, you can be on vacation. We can still get this stuff going. So it also offers a level of flexibility for your clients also. And then if it is products you are selling, you can let them know. You can, I mean, order online, and then we'll have different shipping options. You can come to the office to pick up. So you know that once you have ordered online, we have already packaged it. And once you are coming to pick it up, you just don't use more than 2 minutes, because you have already made your order. You just showed the order confirmation. You signed that you've picked it up and you're out of there in 30 seconds or even less. You understand? So it's all about making sure that you can improve the experience with your, I mean, clients. So you want to make sure that they can buy and sell your products and services on your website. You want to make sure that if it is shipping to their door, you want to make sure that you can ship to their door, and you can even let them know in some cases that they can be on a subscription. Subscription meaning that they can pay for some of your products once a month, and then it will be coming to them, I mean, maybe weekly. Maybe you have, for example, a dieting program, collect some meals every day. They can pay for the month, and then what they need will be shipped to them, maybe weekly or daily, depending on how fresh the meal needs to get to them. That's just an example. So you want to make sure that you also have a delivery partner. You don't want to be second guessing, how should I serve these people? You want to have a delivery partner so that you can predict when you are able to send stuff out and when it is able to get to the place. I mean, a delivery partner makes that possible. In Nigeria, we have a lot of riders in every town, so you just want to register with a registered business that has rider services, and we'll be able to, you know, cover the areas you need them to cover easily. And most likely, better still, they have really good support, because that's one of the most insane thing with the riders in Nigeria. Some of them lack, I mean, any level of customer support, and some of them are insanely nice. Before one of my favorite riders passed away earlier this year, I used to insist from one of the people that used to sell stuff to me and do delivery that make sure you send this man. This is the man I want you to send. If you cannot send him, don't send my goods today. Send it the next day when he's available. You understand? So it is very important for you to have a reliable delivery service that people can trust and people love. So what is next for you to do is, as I said initially, that you are meant to do before you even start thinking of having your work from home space, decide that, okay, let me now create my work from home space, because now people are getting used to buying stuff online or booking my services online. So I'm shifting their interest from coming to the office to doing stuff online. And then from there, you can even estimate from there how long it will take for you to get either partially remote enough for you to have enough time to yourself at home, and for you to spend less time on the road. When you have your home office ready, I believe by then you should have started sampling, working maybe 2 days at home, 3 days at the office, and then to 3 days at home to 2 days at the office, or 7 days at home and 3 days at the office. So in 2 weeks, you just go to your office 3 times in a week. So there's also this space where you also have to now say that, okay, at this stage, I think I'm not spending as much time at the office again. I don't need this much space again. And moving away from this space is not going to hurt my business. Then you can then move from that place to a space that is cheaper, maybe smaller too, or even a shared office space. You know, it's not magic. You have to estimate how long it will take. The right space for you, if you still need one. You have to estimate the right space for you that would still, you know, present you the right way and would not cost as much and probably will be closer to your home than a previous place where you are using or where you still are right now. So that way you've been able to save a lot of money, save a lot of time, especially time spent on the road. And then you have, I believe by now, you've been encouraging a lot of your clients to do business with you online. Then at this stage where you've started working more from home, you can start encouraging your clients more to, you know, book your services online and get stuff done from your website. And then, if possible, if Google, Facebook, Instagram would accept your product, it's important to list all your products on Google, Facebook, and Instagram. People shop on these places. And if you miss out of that audience, you might lose some of your clients to those, your competitors, who are already selling stuff on these platforms. So look into other platforms, you know, that people would like to find your services, and make use of those platforms to sell your services. In Nigeria, you are talking Jiji, you are talking Jumia, Konga. Those are places where you want to sell your products. If you are selling products, you want to, you know, make use of these other platforms to make sure that you can reach an audience that is ready to buy. So what are some of the advantages of moving your, work to your home instead of from the brick and mortar office space, the traditional office space, as you would like to call it? You are able to open your business to a wider range of customers. Don't forget my last point right now. I talked about Instagram, Facebook, and Google Shop. I talked about, for those of us in Nigeria, Jiji, Konga, Jumia. I mean, these are spaces where people are actually ready to buy stuff. So you are talking about people that are ready to shop. it's not an audience that you are trying to beg to shop. These are people that are ready to shop. So people are going to use these platforms when they are actually looking for what to buy. So you want to, you know, widen your spectrum to this set of people. And once you have that ready, you can then go on to say, you are able to, you know, use a lot of better marketing and collaboration strategy to increase your market value or your market share. You can also leverage on multiple communication methods to reach out to your audience. You are able to increase your customer base really quickly because of all the smart strategies you are using, because you're having more data that you can, you know, tinker with and say, okay, what if I do this? How is it going to affect the traffic to my website? How is it going to affect my sales? You have the data on what days people shop the most and what days do you want to also promote shopping more. And you also want to be able to say, what days of the month are people more likely to shop on my website or book my services or whatever the case might be? Because then you'll be able to use this information to market smartly to your audience. Then you can then say, okay, now that I'm having this much data to myself and being able to reach more customers and all of that, you are better suited to, you know, balance your work and life. And then you are still able to improve on your productivity. Don't forget that working from home, it's not something that you just mess with. It's something that you have to enjoy, have to think about. Yes, that's the word I'm looking about. Looking for. You have to think about it judiciously, see that it's right for you, pursue it correctly, and enjoy the whole process of working from home. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Work From Home podcast. I'm very elated that you were able to even listen up to this point. And I hope that next week I will be here also with you, and you will be here also with me, and we would be able to have another awesome episode that you are going to enjoy. Thank you very much. I remain very excited this month because it's my birthday month. And yes, I said I'll be giving back to the community even more than I've been doing in the past. So if you want to add your business on Google Maps, or you want to claim it, or you want to add and claim it, whatever the case might be, I'm doing that for free. And you can join my waiting list by clicking on the link that is in the end of this podcast episode. So you are listening, you have a business and you want it listed on Google, you don't know how to go about it, or it is already listed on Google, but you are not in control of it. That's what is called claiming of the business. Or you have too many competitors in your area and you want to rank higher than those people in your area. I'm the man to do that for you. I'm going to do all of that at no extra cost, no cost. It's free, but you would have to join the waiting list. So click the link down in this episode and you'll be able to join that waiting list. I'm still doing free SEO reports for people who need them. You have a website, you need a free SEO report. I'm the one to contact. Just let me know that you need a free SEO report. The link to my website in the show notes. So just make sure you take advantage of this and we'll all have a great week ahead. Thank you so much. I remain Mr. Tolu Balogun, and you are still here on the Work From Home podcast. Don't forget to share with your family and friends. Don't forget to tell other people about this podcast. That is the least you can do for me. And I would also appreciate if you take it a step further by writing a review for me on your favorite podcasting platform. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Have a great week ahead.